Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Let me begin by saying if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win yourself a gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. 10th caller wins it. We got some Phipps Conservatory stuff you're going to find all about in an interview with Doug moments away. But it is time now to get it underway. The Organic Gardener, the last one before the big holiday edition, of course, the Feast of the Seven Fishes, in which he will be a part of it, along with Steve Rapaski. So looking forward to seeing him at Coons Market in that 11 o'clock hour. Is it, what, 10:45? When are you there?
10:45.
Okay, so it all depends. Things kind of carry over. Some people come early, some people come late, but he will be there for sure.
Seems pretty simple just to work out the schedule for 100 people.
Listen, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's a breeze. Don't worry about it.
Not a problem. All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
No. All right, let's just tell you that here's Doug.
That sounds good.
I'm toast.
Well, Rob, I got good news for you. Today is the shortest day of the year, and then the days get longer and longer and longer and longer. We're headed towards garden season. 10-something this morning is the winter solstice, so that's good news. I thought we'd go over last-minute gifts for gardeners real quick. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Number one, whether it's a local nursery, a seed company, a tool company, gift certificate, that is the best thing, I think, for gardeners. I know it's not a personal gift, but I would love, because people don't know what to get you, I would love a gift certificate to my local nursery. That way, one of the sponsors, because I would use that up in a minute. A big packet of like 10 different seeds. And when I talked about this 2 weeks ago, it was like, how about something you want your favorite gardener to grow for you? People love that. The gardeners love to grow for other people. Some cool house plants. I know for a fact that Sorgles has some amazing looking, very cool house plants. It doesn't just have to be a spider plant or something like that. Nothing wrong with spider plants, but now you can get color and variegation and big and small. Paper whites and amaryllis bulbs are a great gift. And if you're going to buy tools, get good tools for your gardener, something that's going to last. I say it all the time that I'm using my grandparents' tools, and I want to make them last. And we are going to talk. I didn't get to it last week, but we are going to talk about getting your tools ready for the garden season. An unusual gift, but a perfect gift, and one that I would love, is a kneeler. And, Rob, you should probably spend a little time on a kneeler somewhere. But a nice, soft kneeler that you can put down. And so when you're doing your garden work, it's you're not on that hard ground. Statues, angels, gnomes, whirligigs, all that crazy stuff gardeners love, especially somebody like me who has sort of a a junkyard garden with all that sort of stuff in there, and big, fancy containers, whether it's made out of fiberglass or made out of stone, whatever it might be. These are things gardeners would love. You still have a couple days to do it. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it finally. Getting these tools ready for winter. This is the time to do it. And as I said last week, I learned about this when I spoke to a group of sheet metal workers, which is not my normal crew. You know, usually it's a group of gardeners, but these guys were awesome. And they taught me the importance of sharp tools. I didn't think about having a sharp shovel, a sharp hoe, sharp pruners, but all this stuff needs to be sharp. And so for that metal side, you can just go to your local hardware store, your local nursery, and they'll have something to sharpen up those tools. And it's just, it's a file. It's a fine file and a coarse file and very easy to do. And it will make your garden work so much easier. Shovels, hoes, and then for pruners, there's all sorts of different types of sharpening tools to sharpen your own tools. And then if you've got the wooden parts of the tool, the handles, just coat that with boiled linseed oil and give it a couple different coatings. Let that soak in. Again, that's how I'm keeping my grandparents' tools from the 1930s. That's how I'm keeping those handles supple. Those are all made out of ash, and there's not much ash left. And so keeping that wood supple is a good thing. And then the other little trick that I do in my garden shed, I've got just a 5-gallon bucket with sand in it, and then just put like a quart of oil in there. And then when you're done with your shovels or your trowels, whatever it might be, just push them down in that sand oil combination, and that cleans them off. I like to have a light coating of oil on the metal parts just so they don't rust. And this is a great winter job because with the days getting longer, it's not going to be that much longer until we're starting seeds inside and then getting in the garden. But I actually have plants blooming now, and I wanted to talk about one of my favorites, and I talk about it all the time. It's in the Latin is Helleborus niger. That's also called the winter rose or the Christmas rose, and it's blooming right now. And there's just something about walking by the garden and seeing something in bloom right now. It has these beautiful white flowers, which fade to pink. Loves to be blooming when it's cold like this. Any day that we're in the high 30s and 40s, it'll continue to bloom. Even when it gets cold, it'll just sit there in suspended animation. But here's the thing. They're selling this plant as a holiday plant, like a poinsettia, where you would grow it for 3 weeks and then throw it away or throw it in the compost pile, but it's a hardy perennial. The trick is wintering it over. Even in my experience, been doing this for years, I swoop in after the holiday season. They're half price or cheaper. Believe me, I've got lots of deals over the years for that winter rose. But the trick is, how are you going to overwinter it? And so I have friends that have done it on the windowsill, grown it as a house plant. I've done it in an unheated greenhouse. I've had friends when you have a mild winter where they've actually planted it. I have not been successful at that. So every time I plant them this late in the season, then they just don't make it. It gets too cold too quick. And so it's just a wonderful plant. There's different types of hellebores, and so the one that we know the best is one that would bloom early in the spring, but this winter blooming one is just an amazing plant. And as I said, just having something bloom, the pansies look pretty good. I saw they had buds on them. Flowering kale looks good. Been actually a decent winter for these cool weather crops.
All right, so who do we have coming up?
Well, my friend Gabe Tylove from FIPS is talking about this really cool conference coming up in January. It's the Native Plant and Sustainability Conference. And even though it's not till the end of January, tickets go quick. And so we're going to talk about what this conference is, what you can learn there. And they've been doing it for 30 years. It's an awesome program, just awesome.
One thing I have learned about gardening and doing this show for two decades, that there is still a lot to fulfill a gardener's appetite for gardening in the winter months.
It never stops.
No, it's a lifetime obsession job. I mean, it doesn't stop. But seed catalogs, all sorts of good
That's
stuff.
That's next is the seed catalogs, and I can't wait. And I'm glad that, you know, I talked about this purple sauce tomato last week.
Right.
I had lots of response to that, people ordering that, and I got to get some seeds myself. Purple sauce tomato, that'd be awesome.
So Doug Oster spotting in the Strip recently, huh?
Yeah, man, it's nuts down there. It was nuts, but I got so lucky. I made a turn, and some car pulled out, and I just pulled right up into a parking spot.
That's a gift.
Ran down to PennMac. It was a madhouse. I couldn't even get everything I wanted, and then I was back out. Took me a total from my house to the Strip and back 47 minutes.
You know, that used to be such a part of my tradition. I love going to PennMac this time of year.
You know, and I've got friends that work there that from all these years, and one that had retired and came back, and so it was so nice to see her. She came walking. She usually worked just a certain register every time I'd go in, and that's where I'd always go. And then, but I saw her walk in, and she saw me, and it was just, it was an absolute madhouse, and I waved, and she pointed, come over when you get through, and so... It's just so sweet. And real quick, back in the day, I know we got a break, but taking my wife's uncle down there and going in the back room and drinking that homemade wine, you know, waiting for your ticket for the cheese counter.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy and Nino's Woolies, nothing like the Strip this time of year. All right, let me take a very short break. We'll come back and we're going to have a great interview. All right, here we go. Final two segments with Doug Oster. So if you have a gardening question, a gift for a gardener, or something you would love to see Santa leave under your tree, give us a call. 866-391-1020 right now. Call us. Lines are open. But if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you win an amazing $25 gift certificate to the farm, Janoski's Farm, where they're getting ready to open at 8 a.m. today. That's the 10th caller, 412-922-1020. So you said you have a Rolling Stones trivia?
Well, I heard you talking about Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah,
and
I've never heard of that, though. That's pretty cool.
They have, you know, when Trivial Pursuit was a big deal, they started branching out and making, like, specialty ones. So I've got an unopened Rolling Stones Trivial Pursuit because I only know one other person that would be able to actually answer the questions because they're really tough. I've heard they're really tough anyway.
One of the worst things that ever happened to me, because as we all know, I'm a type A personality, Rubik's Cube. I remember one Christmas, Doug, I was like 8 hours in my bedroom. 8 hours. I've never achieved.
And then you watch a five-year-old do it in 10 seconds.
I remember Slinkies, like watching them go down a flight of steps over and over and over. I mean, it's the craziest stuff that we used to
have fun with a wonderful toy.
Oh, my God. Not Hasbro, Whammo, wasn't it? Whammo Toys, or they did the Frisbee.
Who did that.
They did the Frisbee. Oh, it was good stuff. All right, and you know these board games? We did. I'm telling you, we play Monopoly for days.
I have a friend that when he loses at Monopoly, he just gets so upset. He just walks out of the room.
Listen, I got a tabletop hockey thing with the wires one Christmas, and it was so bad that I was using masking tape because my fingers, the tips were bleeding. And my friend beat me like 30 consecutive games. I got so frustrated, I opened the door and took that thing and threw it right into the snow. Same thing with ping pong. Upset a ping pong table. Oh, my goodness. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Is that what a type A personality does?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm much better now, but back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes, unless you push the wrong button.
Yeah, well, be careful.
And then I make an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah.
All right. So 866-391-1020. Wait to get some calls in here.
Yeah, let's talk gardening. Give us a call. I know it's the middle of winter, but like I said, winter solstice, days are getting longer, seed catalogs are coming. Right now, it's looking like a pretty mild next couple weeks. Let's talk gardening. If you've got a question, if you got a good story, how you became a gardener, it doesn't have to be a question. We'd love to talk to you.
I just found out that in Florida, they're planting their tomatoes right now.
Yeah. In fact, I'm in desperately stuffing envelopes with Limbaugh Legacy potato top seeds to try and get them out to the those areas that are starting them right now. I've got thousands of envelopes there. My son's in town visiting, and I'm just going to be sitting there watching football, stuffing envelopes with seeds for people.
So you're going to be back on PTL, huh?
Yeah, a week from Monday, I'll be back on Pittsburgh Today Live. I'm doing a really cool segment. It's going to be about this winter sowing of seeds, where you can sow your seeds in a container and put it out in the garden in the winter. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I'm glad to... I always love going back on Pittsburgh Today Live. Used to be on there, you know, it was a different show.
Right.
We were on weekly, me and Andy. But it's always great to go back on. They're very, very nice. You know, all the hosts are
you know,
awesome.
Heather has really become embraced by this community. She is what Patrice was when I was, you know, kind of growing up. Patrice King Brown, Marie Torrey back in the day. There are those few, Patty Burns, that actually become Ken Rice, Stacey Smith, that really become entrenched in a community. And she really has
She's
become
a
entrenched.
Sweetheart. I have known her for so long. And before she had kids, and you know, she's really a genuine person, which
she is.
Yeah, she's really cool, really nice, and I love seeing her. I hope she's there that Monday that I'm in there.
She's good people, married to a firefighter, mother of three. Guess who I talked to the other day?
Hmm.
Jennifer Ankoviak.
Oh.
She's working for the Diocese of
Pittsburgh. I know.
We got Bishop Ekman coming to the fishes. Her and I were just chopping it up, and it was nice to talk
to
Jennifer.
She's the one that basically taught me how to do it.
Really?
She was the first host of Pittsburgh Today Live. And I had very little experience being on television.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't been. I'd only been on. They used to have, like, I used to go on with Brenda Waters Saturday mornings and do a little segment in the newsroom.
Right.
And that's how I started. And, I kind of learned a little bit there from Paul Martino and from Brenda. But to do it every week with Jennifer, I learned so much. I mean, we did. We actually did a live shoot once at Phipps, where I had some kind of puppet or something that I got there, and I was like on her shoulder, and she was like, "Enough!
Stop the puppet!
Stop the puppet!"
All right, here we go. Let's go to Kurt in Vanport. Hey, Kurt.
Hi. Yeah, I had two questions for you. Actually, both about trees. I bought recently some pawpaw trees. They're about 4 foot now.
Wow.
And I was wondering how long. I did buy two different strains, so I was wondering how long it would take till they fruit.
Anywhere from 2 to 7 years. You don't really know, but those are big, so you will be able to be ahead of the game a little bit here. You know, are they already in the ground?
Oh yeah.
Oh, good. Where did you get trees that big?
They're called fastgrowingtrees.com.
Oh, yeah. And why pawpaws for you?
Just because it was a local tree. I really feel bad, and that's my next question. But I kind of felt bad. I'm living where my grandparents used to live, and they had, you know, a pear, a sycamore, a black walnut. They had all kinds, and there's no trees in the neighborhood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wanted to grow some. The next question I had, as far as big trees, I also planted a Princeton elm. So I'm wondering what I should be looking for in terms of if it could get sick.
So number one thing is proper pruning and pruning at the right time. Never cut that tree in any way when it's in active growth. Only when it's in dormancy. That's the number one thing. And with a Princeton, it's disease resistant. Just keep, all you can do is keep your eye on it. There's nothing you can do. There's no other treatment or anything. Just keep your eye on it. It'll be okay. If you do get damage, like storm damage during active growth, I would get a certified arborist out there right away, because normally, nowadays, we never put any of the, like, what we call tree goop whenever there's a cut on a tree. But sometimes, in the case of an oak or an elm, they will try and seal that up so that it cannot introduce the disease into that elm. Now, Kurt, one thing, when we get around to next fall, I'll be having my pawpaw get-together again, you should come and taste some pawpaws and find and talk to all the other pawpaw people about growing pawpaws and how long it took them to get fruit. Because we have a lot of fun. And we'll announce
that. I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. That I'm sure Rob knows that right behind the Beaver Courthouse, we have a farmer's market in Beaver, and they did have pawpaws.
Wow.
They had them available.
That's very unusual.
I was pretty excited for it. But my I'm sorry to go back, but as far as my elm, I'm not concerned about storm damage as much as Dutch elm disease.
Well, that's how the Dutch elm disease will be introduced to the elm if you do have storm damage during active growth. That's what I'm telling you. If it doesn't have any problems, the branches don't get knocked off because of a storm or something, there's not too much to worry about that disease. It's just if something opens up on that tree during active growth, that's when I would be concerned about Dutch elm disease, and that's when I would want a certified arborist to come in and tell you what to do. Like, should I put that tree goop on? What should I do? That's all I'm saying. That's your concern with that Princeton elm, is if something gets cut, broken, opened up during active growth, that's when that disease can enter into the system.
Back to your pawpaw, down on 522, like down towards Winchester, there's a place called Pawpaw West Virginia. They have a festival every year.
Right.
I went about 3 years ago, so I'm pretty excited for my pawpaws.
Oh, that's awesome, because that's a great tree. And then there's another pawpaw festival down like Athens, Ohio, somewhere in there. And so maybe that'll be another road trip for you. But keep listening, and then next fall, come see us here in, we'll be in the North Hills for our pawpaw get-together. Thanks for your call, Kurt.
All right, we'll come back. Barbara's next for Doug, the Organic Gardener. Oh, we are back. He is Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the Organic Gardener. Here's Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Good morning.
I needed ideas. Good morning. For an area that extends across the front of our home, it's partial sun, and I need basically some colorful bushes. I prefer something that would have more of a continuous bloom that the deer won't eat, because everything that I've tried has failed.
You had to say that
and
word.
That four letter
word, Barbara. Deer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So part sun, part shade.
Given up.
When does it get sun? What time of the day?
Afternoon.
Oof. And you want something that blooms.
Yes, and more continuously if possible. The only thing that has survived are potentillas, which are pretty.
That was my first. That was going to be my first one, Barbara. Potentilla.
Okay.
So, how about some other colors of potentilla? And so they call it common name for that. Just so people know, sometimes we'll call it the buttercup bush. It has one of the most popular varieties is yellow. Has little like buttercup flowers, but there's reds, there's whites. So that's one. Could it be like a big perennial that kind of gets to shrub-like size, or do you want a shrub?
It doesn't have to be a shrub. I just would have this 5-foot area that is completely bare after a utility line, a water line, needed to be trenched out, and they killed everything that was there in the process. So, no, that would be fine. I didn't know potentillas came in different colors. We have yellow ones on the side of the house, but that gets sun all day almost.
Yeah, I love that.
So
I love that.
Sure.
Love that plant though.
Okay, if it will do well in the partial sun that we have, then that would be a good idea.
Yeah, for the afternoon sun, it'll be okay. It'll be good. Like I said, there's some really cool red ones, and then there's also white.
Okay.
There's also white.
Okay.
The other thing I would consider is salvias, which are a perennial, but you can get some taller ones. In my garden, I've never had the deer touch it, but that doesn't mean they won't touch it in yours. Another thing, and these are perennials, not shrubs, because I'm trying to rack my brain for a blooming shrub that would grow there. But another perennial would be a perennial hibiscus, which grows kind of shrub-like. The other thing I was thinking, what was the other plant? This is a weird one. And the blooms aren't the big thing. It's the color of the foliage. It's called Aralia, and the variety is called Sun King. And Barbara, if you don't remember some of this stuff, feel free also to send me an email, and we can talk about it through DougOster.com, because I want to help you. I do have to rack my brain for another shrub. But that Aralia, again, it gets shrub size, and that lighting condition that you have is perfect for it, and has this chartreuse foliage, and it gets big. It's like 3 foot by 3 foot. Oh, I've got another good one for you. Caria with a K. And it used to be really popular in the 60s, and it's one of my favorite shrubs, and the deer in my garden have not touched it, but it's a monster. It will eventually grow 8 foot by 8 foot, and it has these beautiful yellow double flowers, right at the end of daffodil season, and then it'll throw a few more blossoms midsummer. Look at that. There's many different types of caria. And other than that, let's send me an email. Let's run down it. Okay. I do have one more caller here I need to get to, but Barbara, I'd like to help you there. Thanks so much for your call.
Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, last spring my daughter was gifted a bunch of bulbs. Now I know I'm safe with daffodils, but there are also hyacinths and tulips. And rather than plant them to feed the deer and the chipmunks, I put them in a big rectangular planter box. They're in the garage. I figure I'll haul it out, you know, the end of March.
Perfect.
But they're all popping up about 2 inches, or maybe it's just the daffodils. I mean, what's going to happen?
Don't worry about it. They're feeling this thaw, and so they're just kind of checking it out. They're sending up a feeler, like, oh, is it spring already? Then it'll get cold again, and they'll just sit there. As long as they don't bring that bud up above ground. This is a very common issue, Joe, especially with containers. Leave them in the garage. Just let them do their thing. There's nothing you can really do anyway. And they won't do their thing until it gets – till the weather is right. And you're doing the absolute perfect thing with those bulbs, growing them that way. But we always see them. I have some myself doing the same thing. And I do have some daffodils in that container that have started to poke up, but they won't go any further than that. We'll have some thaws and freezes, and they'll just stay there. Thanks for your call, Joe.
All right, so what's on the agenda? Final minute for the Oster family during the holidays.
Oh, Feast of Seven Fishes, Rob, and I can't wait to talk about it with you Wednesday morning at 10:45. And I want to thank you so much for talking about Feast of Seven Fishes. This has become such our most important tradition at the house, and my wife starts cooking today.
Nice.
I just told her, I said, just tell me anything you need me to do. Take the dog trash, just keep it in that kitchen. Oh man, it's going to be a complete disaster, but in a good way. And the sauce, you know, she starts making the sauce today, and we're going to be smelling that. I got my oldest son is in town. And we'll be smelling that all day long while I'm sitting there watching football and stuffing envelopes with seeds.
Doug Oster, DougOster.com, or Oyster, maybe, over the next couple of days.
Merry Christmas, Rob. You have a great holiday.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned. News at 8 next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.